Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Scoot yourself up to the edge, front of the edge of your chair, and lend a kind ear to everything it entails from now on.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have incredible combinations, organic herbs, organic nutrients, vitamins, proteins, you name it. Everything is there for you at the best price and purest and most wonderful combinations they are. And we are hand-in-hand with the very famous, amazing organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, we're talking the broad spectrum broth.
We're talking about capital B-R-O-T-H.
B-R-O-T-H of all kinds of wondrous organic choices, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild, beautiful fish or organic meats and chicken, anything. All of those choices are there for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And every single day, and we're so grateful, the local organic Maui farmers, we get the organic produce brought in that's incorporated into the salads, the vegetables, all the dishes, along with the organic grains and foods. And in addition, we have high intensity and fresh squeezed organic juices, all the vegetables and wonderful types of juices that
vegetable
are there.
Vegetable juices, fruit juices, combinations of vegetables and fruit juices.
Absolutely. And they're there, and never in plastic, always in glass, always provided that way. And those are incorporated too in the wonderful dishes at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And fabulous prices and lovely air conditioning and sitting in a marble bar right there very comfortably and just enjoying yourself and your great health. Let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off. What we love to share, wonderful information about what doctors have learned about nutrition in clinical trials, whether they're holistically minded or they're not. They've learned about nutrition. We share that information, and which we're about to do right now, darling.
Right this very, from this moment on.
Except that I'm going to have you talk about something else that's critically important that's at Alive and Well. Yeah. And, you know, the rushing streams and the rushing oxygenation and the water and all those goodies, you talk about it.
Well, I'm all spun up. I'm also in a spin.
You're in a spin?
What is that song?
Is that about love?
Yeah.
I'm in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, because of that old black magic called love.
Love.
That's right.
And I love that old spun water.
That spun water. Talk about the spinning water, the
spin
vortex.
Water from Alive
and
Well.
Give me some vortex. Talk.
It's a vortexian event, for sure. And when you drink this water, you will taste the difference, and your body will recognize the difference of what real water is. It's not just wet. Water is more than just wet. Water is a nutrient. Water is a cleansing. Water is a revitalizing. And when you use the vortex water from Alive and Well, you're getting all of those benefits, because the vortex water oxygenates, if you will, and reactivates all the natural immune functions of your body.
That's right.
Detoxing and cleansing and revitalizing. That's what water is all about. It isn't just something wet you throw down your throat.
No.
You had something to say?
I was going to say that, you know, you're agreeing with, even though he came into being when you were only, you know, and he was reporting this when you were only a couple years old. But in 1938, this doctor, a very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg.
Well, I'm a very affable guy.
You are?
And I knew Otto from day one.
You knew Otto?
I knew Otto.
He was telling you about water, and the thing is, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest degree, the highest highest award you can get for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. He talked about the importance of that oxygenation, and these two parameters and the hydrogenation are positively, powerfully supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH is very high. All of that wonderful things about how this gives you life, and the taste is so different. You can taste the difference right away, always.
And you know something?
What?
I couldn't have said it better.
That's right. Even plants love it. Plants love it, but you know.
Well, I'm a little more agile than a plant.
Yeah.
Okay. And the water does the job.
The water does the job.
It's detox, really, it's cleansing.
Cell availability, it's amazing. Structure. One fabulous,
and
you know. Yeah.
Well, let me go on about the water
right
for a
ahead.
Second.
Go
okay.
On about the water, honey.
The final stage of purification of the Alive and Well Vortex water is the Vortex Chamber. It's a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream that breaks down all the molecules by passing over rocks. This chamber purifies and structures the water. The Vortex Chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down molecules. How small is a molecule? Well, you have to get involved in those tiny cylindrical tunnels, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing toxins.
That's
right. Removing
the
toxins.
Getting rid of the bad guys.
Getting rid of the bad guys.
And when we're talking getting rid of the bad guys, we're reporting on the news. This is not opinion. We didn't even know this was coming on. You turn on the TV. You want to, maybe the news channels were carrying the news. Just, no, right? It's a recent thing. Just happened on the news.
So what's the news?
And here's, I'm doing word for word, the deadly side effects they were reporting of Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, the pharmaceutical weight loss drug. Gallstones, they were going on. Acute kidney disease, hair loss, vomiting, delays the gastric emptying of the body and destroys the hypothalamus. And they went on to say that big food creates insatiable appetite, and Ozempic is the deadly drug that has the terrible side effects for the weight gain. And they were also saying, they were saying in the news, this blows my mind, that it's being recommended for kids under six.
Oh,
can you believe this?
Give me a break, will you?
And here's a top specialist, Dr. Siegel, came on TV and says, eat healthier, move more, cut out all ultra-processed foods, eat organic foods, and you will be able to succeed.
Without Ozempic.
Okay. Without, and this is what the doctor was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
The famous doctor doing the report that way, okay?
But isn't it amazing how all of these toxic elements can be approved by the Food and Drug Administration?
It's amazing. Payoff, okay. Payoff. Money makes the world go round.
Absolutely.
The payoff.
Absolutely.
But this is so evil, okay? And you hear this all the time, but this time it was on the news. It wasn't just on the side effects listed on the drug commercials. This was the news reporting on this.
But people think the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they're administering drugs and foods and letting you know what is the safe thing to eat, the safe thing to drink, the same thing to put into your body or on your body. And it's so full of corruption and double dealing. It's
that's
unbelievable.
That's right. That's right. So we have to be informed. And, you know, I applaud, and this just came out, I applaud, this is a very famous medical doctor, Dr. Michael Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, M-D. He is the chief medical officer at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. Cleveland Clinic is so famous.
Renowned.
And he's a very, very, very famous doctor. And he's saying, writing about making you, he emphasizes, live healthier. And he says, right here, quoting him, researchers looked at the data, that's the medical information, on more than 19,000 adults and found that people with type 2 diabetes who took PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, for acid reflux had a much higher risk for type 2 diabetes, number one complication, severe heart woes, heart attacks, all kinds of things.
Unbelievable.
This is what he says, the proton pump. And guess who? I want Dennis to say this, because guess what? You've made this point so many times, that those acid blocking drugs are so dangerous. You've said this. And what did you say the much better way to go about a digestion of the food rather than doing that?
Get back to the reality. What is the reality? Enzymes. When you're young, you make loads of enzymes. And the enzymes do what? They break down all the food that you swallow. They decompose, if you will, the food to release the nutrients and to enhance the absorption of all those nutrients and to pass on, get rid of any toxins that are in the food and or in your digestive tract. The idea is to enhance what God created, what nature created, and that is the ability to eat, digest, and defecate, and be healthy in the process.
And if the food doesn't get digested, one of the things they always taught us to, dear, was when the food is ingested, putrefactive bacteria
always
live on undigested food and give off methane gases and toxic elements, the very things that people take this drug to stop that. No, you need to digest the food so the putrefactive and other bacteria don't thrive on that and give off the methane gases and inflammation, etc. And the super digestizyme, you had the top specialists do that, which gave all the goodies that were necessary, the betaine hydrochloric acid, all the enzymes, etc.
Well, the bitter irony of life is that as you get older, you become less able to cope with life. And your body can't digest the food. You don't have the muscle tone you had when you were younger. You can't run and play and dance and play sports like you did when you were a kid. Why? Because you don't have the muscle structure anymore. It's a slow decomposition of your body. So the enzymes have performed the same vital function that your muscles did when you were young. That is, the enzymes digest your food.
That's right.
What? Really? I don't have to take an Alka-Seltzer? I don't have to take
proton
pump inhibitor drugs?
PPIs.
Because of lack of digestion, because of gassy and fartiness? No. You take digestive enzymes.
Yes, but the super digestizyme has also the hydrochloric acid, the bile acids, or protease, amylase, lipase, to get all the things perfectly digested.
I couldn't have said better.
Yeah, for the protein, the starches, all of the different foods together,
every
and the bile
component.
Acids.
The enzymes address every subtitle or title of food that you put in your mouth and digest it like you were 7 years old.
I like that.
Okay?
I like that.
But as you reach your... Well, the teenage years are good, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, but in late 40s and into the 50s
I
and
know.
On up, you have gassy, burpy, farty. You have undigestible. You have to take an antacid drug.
And don't ask me to sing "Darling, I Am Growing Old," "Silver Threads Among the Gold." Okay, I thought you were going to ask me to sing the song, right?
Well,
don't.
I'm not going to
sing songs about how terrible things can be, but we got the answer to these things. That's right. Give them the answer, okay?
Well, and we are growing older. Everybody does that. And in the process, you have to keep up with the lack of ability of your body and your psyche to cope with what you're engaging as you get older.
Yeah, that super digestizyme is a really top chief player out there.
Super digestizyme digest food like you're 12 years old,
no,
20
right.
years
Don't,
old.
Don't... Look at what the top doctor says about those PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. Not only that, but it causes to complications, severe heart attacks and heart woes.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. Now, here he goes on to say, Dr. Roizen, the head of the Cleveland Clinic, certain phthalates, he says, in plasticizers for vinyl flooring, food packaging, and clothing increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. Medical study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism shows that these phthalates are hormone disruptors and interfere even with infant development. And he goes on. I mean, this, you know, we want to get away from the bad guys.
That's pretty heavy information right there.
But he says right here what Dennis and Mona have said. You think he's quoting us, or is he saying this on his own?
I'm sure that he has information spies listening to what we say.
I bet that's true, even though he's the head of the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Center. Okay. And here says, Dr. Roizen says, what you can do to keep your bones strong. Boy, I'm telling you, before I go on to read that, that's something that all of us, when we get a little older and we get much older, that's our big concern. And he says, unfortunately, says the doctor, and he goes, first of all, there are 206 bones in an adult body. Okay. Unfortunately, each year in the United States, listen to him, 6.3 million people, including 2 million with osteoporosis, end up with broken bones. Each year in the United States, 6.3 million people end up with broken bones.
That's 6,300,000.
That's right. And in people over age 65, medical studies show that there's a 17% to 25% 1 year mortality rate. That's a death rate following hip fractures in women. It's even higher in men. What can you do, says the doctor, to keep your bones in contention? Medical research published in the journal Food and Function shows that if women get 100 micrograms of vitamin K2 daily, they cut their risk for bone fracture by 31%.
Mama, that's good numbers.
Oh my gosh. Another study in the medical journal Clinical Nutrition found that increasing your protein intake by 25 grams a day, such as 4 ounces of wild salmon, we have that at the store, cuts the risk of hip fracture by 14%. He's talking here, though, that vitamin K2, and that's why we made sure to do that, because we were quoting that not only does it build the bones along with vitamin D3, but it also cleans the calcification out of the arteries.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Helps to keep you alive. But you cut your risk of bone fracture by 31% from one capsule of that of the Alive
that's
and Well
amazing.
K2.
Can Isn't you believe it amazing that? What nutrition can do?
And how this doctor, head of Cleveland
amazing.
Clinic Wellness Center, actually says this. Isn't it amazing?
That is amazing, because the medical profession is so inundated with scientific data that drugs are the answer to everything. To use nutrients as the answer to everything, what we find in food are the nutrients. The nutrients our bodies are designed to cope with, to build with, to use, to utilize, and create new immune system, new bones, new brains, new skin. All the new stuff in life it can be attributed to what you eat. What do you eat? If you're eating junk, you're not having good skin or bones.
That's right.
You're not having the benefits of really a vibrant, alive, and well food.
And you know, it's amazing here. And here's the medical report, studies and medical updates, and they're talking right here. Type 2 diabetes drug, this is the title of the article by the doctor, and I'm going to quote. Type 2 diabetes drug increases heart risks. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that glipizide, a drug used to treat type 2 diabetes, is linked to a much higher risk of heart conditions. Researchers at Massachusetts General Brigham Hospital examined data from nearly 5,000 people with type 2 diabetes treated with different sulfonylurides, a class of drugs that helps the pancreas release more insulin, and found that glipizide, otherwise known as glucotrol, increased the risk of heart failure and death by at least 13%.
And when's the last time you heard that from your cardiologist?
Never. Good grief.
When's the last time you heard that from your physician who's trying to help you get rid of, with drugs, trying to help you get rid of high blood sugar levels? You don't hear that because they don't study the nutrition. That's a major statement, okay?
That's right. And you know, it's amazing to me that having the top specialists inexpensively put together the nutrients that have helped the body work and have a blood sugar stability called blood sugar harmony at Alive and Well. Mm-hmm. We get reports all the time about how this has helped so many people to stop their cravings,
right,
to stabilize their blood sugar, in you know, and diabetes, you name it, all of those different things.
All natural substances, no drugs, just nutrients. Nutrients, the things that they remove from food to make it more appealing with their ads and their promotions. Nutrients which really build life, build health, and give you a sustained energy level throughout the day.
That's right. And you know, it's amazing to me too, dear, because you talk about this so often, and the doctors go on about how they talk about how in the health radar, they're talking about the guide to staying healthy. They're stressing the whole thing. The anti-inflammatory diet is the top thing of the holistically minded medical doctors writing here. We can support our robust immunity by eating anti-inflammatory foods, okay? Lean, organic protein, grains, lots of vegetables, healthy fats, nuts and seeds, says Dr. Rothenberg. He's reporting on this, okay? Such a diet does not include processed foods, sugars, or alcohol, that type of thing. Chronic inflammation distracts the immune system from doing the job of seeking out and getting rid of pathogens, increasing the risk of respiratory infections. He goes on.
But inflammation is what? Inflammation is not an irritation.
No.
Inflammation is fire.
That's right.
The fire department puts out major fires. Well, in your anatomy, you create fires by eating the refined carbohydrates and the typical junk that is in the American diet.
That's what they said at the recent study at the Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. We lived in that very area for very many years, Boca Raton, Florida. Looked at the diets of more than 9,000 Americans and their levels of chronic inflammation measured by their blood tests. Medical research has found that those whose diets consisted of ultra-processed foods had significantly higher levels of chronic, that's ongoing, inflammation. Ultra-processed foods contained industrialized processed ingredients and food additives. The list of ingredients is very long. Compared to processed foods, whole organic food diet provides fiber, which converts a more diverse microbiome, and all the good bacteria, and they talk about the terrible things with those kind of
diets. And keep in mind what inflammation means.
Yes, go right ahead.
Inflammation means fire. You light a match, you have inflammation. You eat sugar and refined carbohydrates in the standard American diet, and you've got copious amounts of inflammation. And that inflammation burns. What does it burn? Your brains and your eyes and your heart and your vascular system, your immune system, your ability to grow properly, to heal properly. That's what inflammation does. It's raging inferno in your body. Nutrients, good old-fashioned nutrients, rebuild connective tissue, rebuild enzyme function, intercellular activity, which creates life and health as long as you can traverse this earth, you're going to have the ability to create life and health
you
with
know,
nutrients.
That's right. And, you know, when we speak about that, I think about how that wonderful cream, which we're going to talk about, and Dr. John Lee that discovered what that cream could do, how it saved my life from the solid rock breasts that I had, you know. They said your breasts are like beanbags, solid rocks. We have to amputate immediately or you'll be dead in only a few months. And that's, we were working with a top nutritionist who found out about the work of Dr. John Lee. We'll get to that in a minute. But listen to this and then I want you to talk about that, all right? Here's again reported by the doctors. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approves this drug to treat menopause hot flashes.
Ah.
Now listen, the Food and Drug Administration recently approved the drug Linquet, L-Y-N-Q-K-U-E-T, Linquet, a non-hormonal drug to treat moderate to severe hot flashes caused by menopause. And then they say 80% of women experience hot flashes during menopause because levels of the hormone estrogen drop. That confuses the body's temperature control system, the hypothalamus, and the brain. In reaction, the hypothalamus initially causes blood temperature to rise, hot flashes. And then it cools the body, which causes chills and shivers. So how Linquet works. And then they say this. Linquet blocks two receptors in the brain involved in temperature and sleep. Okay? Because of concern about liver problems, they're talking, this is the doctors, women taking Linquet are advised to have a blood test to check their liver function. And then every few months, common side effects of this hormonal drug, Linquet, include headache.
How do you spell that, honey?
L-Y-N-K-U-E-T, Linquet.
Linquet.
Include side effects, common. Headache, fatigue, dizziness, drowsy, sleepy, stomach pain, rash, diarrhea, muscle pains. Linquet is expected to cost, listen people, $650 per month to take.
That's incredible. Must be really effective. Must be really safe. It must really build health.
Okay. Huh? Now, that's right. Now, okay, and then can we now sit here together the rest of the time, if Gary would allow, we need to applaud Dr. John Lee and the work
that he did.
Not only about the magnificent effect and only a few dollars, hardly a few dollars a month, you know, to take it, and it's used
not
externally, and the natural progesterone cream, which Dr. Lee has listed, that it stops hot flashes, improves everything, improves mood, builds bone, feeds the bone-building cells, does a zillion other benefits. The brain, everything. And again, it one of the other definitions of the natural progesterone cream, not the synthetic drug, fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial and ovarian tissue, and does not allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause cancer. And one of the main things, one of his, Dr. Lee's last books that he wrote was What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer, mm-hmm. about what an amazing action that had. But hot flashes, just this one action, and it's a tiny bit, it's not even any money to speak of. We have that leading cream, and it saved my life, and I use it every day. And it does stop the hot flashes completely.
And cysts and fibroids.
All of those.
All
things.
The complications
of
hormonal
that.
Deprivation.
Absolutely.
Excess hormonal development in the body.
That's right.
Whether
and
it's,
in
whether
all it, ages.
Whether it's male or female.
That's right. And all ages for the women, too.
All ages.
It's because it's at every age. And one of the other things about natural progesterone, it also was the word meant, in addition to all the functions, promoting a healthy pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Many women throughout the years who followed Dr. John Lee's guidance and that found out that, and other top doctors who holistic used that and they ovulated and got babies. And then they used to say that in Florida a lot, wherever we'd walk, progesterone baby, we were hearing it too. And just the other day, another lovely lady, the progesterone baby, she couldn't conceive, so they had estrogen imbalance. And it was wonderful. So it has a whole host of other benefits, a whole host. And remember one thing that you never talked about in the regular medical profession, the bone building cells are called osteoblasts. The way to think about them, the little factory workers that convert the minerals you take into bone, that's their job. But without the progesterone, which we stopped making by the early 40s, the cells have an opening, they call it a mouth, just like people, for what makes them able to do their job. And there's only one food that feeds the natural bone-building cells, okay? And that's the natural progesterone, without which they can't build a bone. But you know what else, Den, that always gets me? I know that I can't ever leave that topic without this. One of the other things that Dr. John Lee and the top holistic medical researchers taught was that one of the things that breaks down as we get older, myelin sheath, and many drugs cause that too. When myelin is the nerve conductor from one nerve cell to the next, when myelin breaks down, you get Parkinson's, you get ALS, you get MS, and the shaking and all these different things and all kinds of neurological problems. The cells that make myelin are called Schwann cells. Think of swans. And they have an opening, a mouth, for one food that's able to make them make myelin. natural progesterone in
as your body creates it when you're young. And when your body isn't young, you use the natural bioidentical progesterone cream. And not just for women, not just for relieving the menopausal symptoms, the hot flashes and the depression, but males also make progesterone. What? Males don't get pregnant. Why do they need progesterone? Because males are the part of the human anatomy. Progesterone is a bone-building nutrient. Progesterone is a nerve-mending nutrient. And men, unfortunately, also make, I say unfortunately because of personal experience, also make estrogens. And when estrogens become dominant, men have prostate problems and all kinds of other hormonal irregularities. But by using the bioidentical progesterone cream for men, it reduces excess estrogens, it helps build the bone, it helps with all the natural functions that a healthy hormonal addition can contribute to creating new life, new cellular life. So use the men as well as women, use the bioidentical progesterone, because as you get older, your progesterone levels diminish and your estrogen levels in males increases. What? I'm a male. I don't make estrogen. Yes, yes, you do. You make estrogen, and when you get older, you make more of it. And it causes all kinds of emotional and physical problems and complications.
And it interferes with your sexual life, too, very, very dramatically.
For sure.
That way. So, you know, and I have to employ another holistic doctor. Again, that's who we quote, okay? And Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous doctor, he writes about a leading nutrient that's leading nutrient in Europe and has been for a long time for brain regeneration, heart regeneration. It passes the blood-brain barrier, passes the barrier to the heart, helps the heart, helps the brain. And one of the major things that it's been used for, and we've reported, we've told on radio, that it's well known that in 2 to 3 days it works as a powerful antidepressant, better than any drug, without any of the zillion, not even one, side effect. Mm-hmm. Only benefits.
You're right.
And that's the acetyl L-carnitine. And here's another aspect that he's writing about, that it heals injured nerves and the brain and the mitochondria, and it's a leading antidepressant. And would you read about his statements about acetyl L-carnitine?
Okay. Acetyl L-carnitine heals injured nerves.
Right.
This is by Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. Nerve pain, he says, is a common problem. Studies have shown that natural compound acetyl L-carnitine can stimulate healing of injured nerves and reduce nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. Acetyl L-carnitine also activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, when stimulated, the same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Depression and anxiety and all the emotional negatives seem to complicate and become more predominant as we get older.
No kidding.
Yeah, because we no longer make those natural hormones.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Other studies have shown that also stimulates the growth of brain cells. Acetyl L-carnitine stimulates the growth of brain cells, which benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of brain injury, says the doctor. Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and medical studies found that acetyl L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage.
Yeah,
can you believe that? Nutrients.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Again, nutrients, folks. Feed your body. Don't drug it.
No.
Feed your body.
And a leader in Europe, the European doctors have used that as a leader. But again, what was struck me about, we also had the article too about the antidepressant activity, it works within 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And zero side effects. Never a side effect. That's what the doctors actually quoted that
for the heart, the brain, for the mitochondrial energy producing capability of every cell in your body, and a leading antidepressant.
Wow, we've got to remember that. We have to remember that. It's amazing. And you know, another terrific doctor, Dr. David Brownstein, because we were talking about the vitamin K2, and he brings this up about the vitamin K2, because we were talking about how we just quoted about how important that was. And Dr. David Brownstein, MD, writes, vitamin K2 protects longevity. You know what longevity means, everybody? The length of your life and the quality of that. And he, I'm quoting the doctor, vitamin K2 is beneficial for treating heart failure and heart disease by preventing hardening of the arteries. How often have
beautiful,
we said that?
Beautiful.
But thank you, Dr. David Brownstein.
It's not a drug. It's a natural nutrient.
Medical research studies also show that vitamin K2 helps with eliminating calcium deposits from the arterial linings and tissues. Have we said that?
Have we said that?
All
have
the
we
time.
Said that ad nauseum?
In addition, says the doctor, vitamin K2 is important for healthy bones. It reduces the loss of calcium from the bones, reducing the risk of bone fractures. We just talked about that in the other medical trials. It prevents osteoporosis and improves the quality of bones. It is also essential for healing injuries. And now we know, says the doctor, how important it is for protecting your longevity, the length and quality of life.
Yep.
Research out of Tufts University, USDA, Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging, found that older adults with low vitamin K2 levels had a 19% higher risk of all cause of death over 13 years compared to those who had adequate blood levels, had a 19% with low K2, had a 19% higher risk of all cause of death, death from any reason.
Right, right.
That means death is mortality, you may have heard that word, okay? Over 13 years in those who had adequate levels. And would you please, doctor went on to say the importance of collagen. Would you read that about collagen, okay?
Good old collagen.
Please, go on to say that.
Here we go, folks.
Says the Dr. Brownstein.
Collagen forms the scaffolding of the human body, preventing structure and strength that allow us to maintain the integrity of our bodies for a lifetime. It also provides the skin with its elasticity.
Everybody wants that, particularly the ladies that come in and talk, right? But I want that too, collagen.
Healthy collagen is also important for the protection of internal organs and the health of the heart and the cardiovascular system. When the blood pumps through the body, it is transmitted through arteries and veins, which help keep the blood moving via contraction and relaxation. Collagen allows that process to continue throughout a lifetime. Collagen also accelerates wound healing and controls bleeding and reduces inflammation and provides a tensile strength of skin and bones and collagen and provides a platform for new tissue production. That, what will we do without collagen?
Will
we
exactly
fall apart?
Right. That's exactly right. But you know, it's a major part of your hair, your skin, and all of that, and the fluidity and the motion of bones, etc.
But get this last paragraph.
Yes.
As we age, says the doctor, collagen levels decrease.
No kidding.
And the skin begins to lose its elasticity. The same process happens throughout the body, including in bones and organ systems. Maintaining healthy collagen production leads to healthier skin, healthier organs, and healthier people, says the doctor.
And we have many, you know, that's why we make a really stress that the combinations that are high with not any chemicals added whatsoever of collagen in many forms, and even collagen applied to the skin. We have a whole lot of those wonderful choices. And you know, one of the things, I'm applauding Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, because he's such a researcher. And he, you know, we were talking about diabetes medications, and here he goes on about medical studies link the common diabetes medications to more heart problems. Diabetes drugs like glipizide link to higher rates of heart attack, stroke, and death. This is
always
diabetes medication.
That's right.
People with type 2 diabetes, says the doctor, and he quotes the medical trials. face double the risk of heart problems, making it especially important, says the doctor, to avoid medications that add to that danger. And he says, choose the right organic foods, cut out those vegetable oils, and lower toxin exposure. And type 2 diabetes, he says, affects tens of millions of people in the U.S.
Cut out the vegetable oils. Now that's,
and all that other things. That's one of the things he said.
You got to hear about the vegetable oils.
Go right ahead.
Vegetable oils are pro-inflammatory.
That's right. They create inflammation.
And inflammation is fire. It's an inferno throughout your entire anatomy and complicates any health challenge that you might have. Inflammation is to be reduced by taking natural antioxidants like good old vitamin C and D3 and zinc. All these things help reduce excessive inflammation. You know, they help reduce the fire and the destruction of cell connective membranes, and thereby helping to produce better health.
That's right, and he goes on and on and on saying about how these commonly prescribed drugs for diabetes are causing death and stroke, and the Journal of the American Medical Association, all kinds of terrible things that they're doing, and 48,165 patients who received those drugs had a much higher risk of serious cardiovascular and events and death, and other diabetes drugs linked to higher risk of heart problems. And the study in the JAMA, 132,737 adults, when they used these drugs, had increased the risk of major heart complications by 36%, and all of that. So we want to we want to do the dietary change, and we want to do the natural alternatives. You know, the blood sugar harmony has been wonderful. It's all nutrients, okay? And you know, and he says just what you said, dear. And the things that destroy, cut linoleic acid. And the single most, lower your intake of LA, the vegetable oils like soybean, canola, and sunflower. LA gets stored in your tissues for years. It drives inflammation, insulin resistance, and stress in your mitochondria, the power plants of your cells. And he says replace these oils with natural fats, such as Irish grass-fed butter, ghee, tallow, that types of things. Yeah. We have those at Alive and Well. We do that. But, you know, doing and that and stopping those.
Super pure omega-3 fish oils, the EPA and the DHA.
That's right.
Are vitally important in reducing inflammation and helping reduce the presence of all those negative effects from drugs and from other food additives that create such havoc and create the inflammation, because chronic inflammation leads to chronic disease, chronic ill health, chronic breakdown of natural function of every cell in your body, your brain, and your little toe.
You know, it's we have to get away from these things, and we have to be mindful of everything that we do. And you know, and again, reporting more studies just out. This common sugar substitute, says Dr. McCullough, cites the medical trials, stresses your liver. The new study shows sorbitol, a sugar alcohol, used in many so-called sugar-free, he quotes that they're not, gums, candies, and packaged foods, is not harmless as once believed. Researchers found that this sorbitol is converted inside the body into a fructose-like compound that stresses the liver.
Uh-huh.
This raises serious concerns similar to those linked to fructose and metabolic disease. The findings add to the growing evidence that many of these so-called alternative sweeteners have their own metabolic effects. As food companies increasingly combine sugars, sugar alcohols, and additives in their products, consumers are unknowingly adding stress to the liver and gut. The takeaway, reduce these refined sugars and high doses of substitutes are important for long-term metabolic health. A sugar-free label doesn't always mean risk-free.
That's very important, because there's so many hidden chemicals, so many preservatives, so many colorings, so many conditioners, so many additives to the foods, which are non-nutritive, which give a good texture to whatever you're eating or preparing in the kitchen. But does it contribute to health? No, it doesn't. They don't. They don't contribute to health at all. They help to degrade the level of nutrient intake that you have. And with a chronic degradation of nutrient intake, you get chronically bad health.
Right. And could you read this part that Dr. Mercola is written about, that because he's the hidden reason that the cholesterol drugs, statins, trigger muscle pain.
Oh,
the
boy.
The first two paragraphs.
This has been known for so many years. I'm glad to hear Mercola's talking about it. The hidden reason statin drugs trigger muscle pain is the title of the article. And I'll jump right in. It says, new research has uncovered a key reason why people experience muscle pain and weakness while taking statin anti-cholesterol drugs. Using advanced imaging, scientists found that statin drugs latch onto a calcium-regulating channel inside muscle cells and force it to open. This causes a constant leak of calcium, which in turn stresses and damages muscle tissue. Millions of patients deal with symptoms that often lead them to stop the drugs. Rhabdomyolysis, muscle breakdown, muscle wasting, these are all parts of using the drugs. The study showed that statin drugs bind to this calcium channel in a tight, clustered way that pushes it into overactive state. That mechanism appears to apply across the entire drug class, not just one brand or dose. The findings provide the clear structural evidence explaining how statin drugs interfere with muscle function, giving scientific support to what many patients have reported for years, and that is muscle breakdown, soreness and muscle breakdown. Researchers believe future versions of statin drugs could be redesigned to avoid this muscle protein interaction. And the researchers are going right back to the whole idea of more drugs.
We don't want that.
But these results also highlight the importance of studying how common drugs affect cellular energy and muscle health. And the heart muscle is very important muscle.
And right, those, okay. And they go on, and Mercola again, but again, the major thing that he talks about and he quotes from the clinical trials is these everyday foods are linked to colon cancer risk, and the studies proving that these processed foods cause to develop adenomas, the type of polyp most likely to turn into colorectal cancer. And they are even raising cancer risk in younger generations because these processed foods increase inflammation, weaken gut repair, and disrupt the microbiome. And they're going into that kind of thing. What you need to do is to change your lifestyle, okay? Get rid of them, okay? Get rid of these toxins. It was also reported in the news, okay? So that's why one of this has been the Fanatic Organics, Den and Mona, and Darren Live and Well, the whole thing, have been focusing on the organic foods free of these toxic substances and compounds and using the right nutrients rather than the terrible drug. Look at what all that they do.
That's right.
All that they do. You can take charge of your own health, right?
And keep this in mind, folks, that nutrients create cellular life.
Life, that's right.
They renew life. They continue to create the proactive lifestyle, brain function, eye function, heart function. Every function in your body is dependent upon nutrients. And when you substitute nutrients for drugs, not so good,
not so good. So come to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you. And we are there, and the magnificent Broth Cafe and all the wonderful products. And we can just share information. We're not doctors, and we don't charge for anything like that. If you want to call the 877-4950, set up a time with Den or Mona in a comfortable area. Again, not doctors, just sharing the information about, just like we're doing now, about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. It's not a charge. But set up a time. And that way, we're not with somebody else. We can be just there with you. We are there for you, and we love and care about you, and you've got to be eating. Believe me, that is the greatest experience at that Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
Real
and we
food,
are there
real
for you.
Nutrition, real life.
That's right.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks just one more time.
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.